This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, where we are here. You can be here because it's open for business 7 a.m. today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and also next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come watch your soccer, or come watch your U.S. Open, or come watch your Astros, or any baseball. He's got the baseball package. You can come watch boxing as well. He's got that on tomorrow night, no cover. So come on out here to Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. If you haven't had the food here, excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, John and Lance here with you. And Lamont brought up a pretty good point. We haven't talked about LeBron at all, except I asked Bill O'Brien. That's the only thing. That's the only mention of LeBron James.
Oh, I'm done with LeBron now. He's not coming now.
That's what I heard, that he doesn't like Houston.
Who was her name? Mary Ridenour or something?
Ridenour. Yeah.
Magdalene?
Yeah.
Who?
Marla Ridenour.
Somebody. Yeah.
Whatever.
She said she was doing a show, Marcellus Wiley's show. Wiley. Not Marcellus Wallace's show. Marcellus Wiley in L.A. And they brought up Houston, or it somehow came up. She goes, well, he told me personally right there from his own lips when we were in Houston, said, I don't like this city of Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay.
And then Dwayne Wade came out and said, yeah, quality of life lifestyle is going to be is the number one priority for LeBron.
Well, then, yeah, go to L.A. Who cares? And lose. I don't care.
Yeah, well, if it's going to be lifestyle, and he already said, he told somebody he doesn't like Houston, there's no chance he's going to be here.
Yeah, but wasn't it his L.A. home that had the N-bomb written on his garage door?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
that nobody right. actually saw a picture of,
yeah.
Remember?
Well, it's too bad now. Now I guess you're going, LeBron. And his kids are enrolled in school, but then the school said, no, that's not true. We've never heard that before, as if they wouldn't try to cover for LeBron.
Well, right.
You know,
or maybe they weren't enrolled in the school, and maybe somebody made that up. I don't know.
Now, that's also possible.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's also
possible.
But
I don't care. I'm not going to. We're going to sit here all summer and just talk about this?
No, it's going to be over soon,
I think.
No. Well, relatively soon. I think LeBron will make it. Look, wherever he goes, he's already got a deal in place with another player. So I think the thought is it's going to be Paul George and him go to L.A. The real interesting part is going to be if Chris Paul ends up making the trip, too. Because that's the talk, is that he could talk Chris Paul into going.
Oh, well, though. I mean, I like Chris Paul.
Yeah.
I like him to stay here.
Do you like him if you don't get any additional help? You just try to go?
Yes, I thought that they could have. Well, I thought they could have won.
Well, I mean, a max deal for like 3 more years. You like that?
No.
He played his fewest games as a pro other than 1 year, like 3 years or 4 years
year.
In, where we played 45 games, I think, that year. Are we? Like, I love Chris Paul.
No, I'm
just really worried about.
You got to get somebody else, otherwise, the same thing that happened.
Because he could be injured at any time.
Yeah, he doesn't finish seasons. He doesn't. No, I like Chris Paul. Don't get me wrong. I want to keep Chris Paul. That's great. But if he wants to go, I don't care. You guys don't like Houston? Oh, well.
If he didn't want to go, I mean, if he left, to me, you do not get. I think Daryl Morey will try to keep the window open to compete, but once again, you're back at James being the number one guy, and no one like you. Got we've seen very clearly you got to have somebody else with James. Like, James could have an MVP season, but you still need somebody. And just a matter of, and this is not even taking a shot at James, it's just a matter of for a practical basketball. You have to have a second scorer who can create for himself off the dribble. You have to have that.
No,
and it can't be Eric Gordon. For as good as Eric Gordon did. At times when he was asked to step up or try to step up,
no,
at different times, he's not that guy.
He's not that guy.
He's not that guy.
All right, so that's good. All right. Dell, congratulations. Another Miami guy with sexual assault charges.
Wait a minute.
Congratulations.
Let's get back to your laissez-faire attitude to the Rockets missing out on a championship. You're like, whoever plays here, whatever. You don't care about the Rockets winning a title?
The window could be closed,
no,
John.
No, but I don't care what rat's ass if LeBron doesn't want to
the
come
window,
here because
open, close,
this city's not good.
Open, close. Open, close.
This city's not good enough for Akron LeBron.
You said the same about Chris Paul. Like, if he doesn't want to play here, so what?
Yeah, well, I'm not.
We like him.
So you want me to kiss their ass because they want to move to another city? Go to L.A. That's a great place to live and raise your kids. Okay, yeah, congratulations. No, you know what's the greatest? This is the greatest city to raise your kids.
LeBron could live.
That's why we did it here.
Can you imagine if LeBron lived in Katy or Pearland? He would have some. Not only no state tax, Dell. He'd also have really good school systems.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, nobody would write ugly words on his garage door.
Well, I mean,
right?
I can't guarantee that.
What? Why is everyone in Knicks here just saying we can't guarantee? Tyler even goes, I can't guarantee Pearland.
Oh, that's ugly.
No, if you win championships. Right. Well, look, Matt Schaub had people roll up on his yard. Hey, come on out, Matt Schaub. Yeah. These two guys say, come on out. Come on out.
Those were Rich Kincaid kids that did that.
No, they weren't. Yeah. They weren't Rich Kincaid kids that did that.
Yeah, they were. Anyway.
What, do you know them?
Anyway.
That's not what the report was.
What was the report?
It was two guys looking for some Matt Schaub to come on out and confront him.
No.
Yes.
That wasn't. No. No, it was not.
What got out there, there were two guys who were like, let's go. You heard that there was just two Kincaid kids doing what?
It was a joke in his yard. It wasn't. There was nothing that was threatening at all to Matt Schaub.
Well, this may have been more than one. You may be talking about a different one.
No, the for sale sign that went in his yard.
No. The people. No. See, I think Matt may have had multiple things happen at his house.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we may be talking about two different ones.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I'm not talking about a for sale. There's one where he had to. Where the authorities had to be called. So I think we're talking about multiple.
That was that one, too. I mean, I think that's because there was a for sale sign in his yard.
You remember
and they were yelling.
We could have had about four different instances with Matt that year.
Nah, well.
They burned his jersey.
There was. Oh, well. And who wanted that? Okay, wait a minute. After 8-8, did you want that 8 jersey still?
No. I never wanted
that
8
wanted
jersey.
Yeah, nobody wanted that 8 jersey anymore. So I can't blame anybody for burning that. But. Yeah, there was the David Carr incident where they threw beer on his family.
You know
in
who
the
did
suite.
That? It was Pearland.
Pearland did
yeah.
that?
That's
no,
it was
just a bunch of Kincaid kids.
It could have been. It could have been. Okay, it could have been.
Snotty rich kids.
Anyway, so Kellen Winslow, congratulations, Del, on your university.
What do you mean, congratulations?
Remember when Kellen Winslow was in that motorcycle?
Remember when he had a tub of Vaseline in the parking lot?
A tub of Vaseline in the parking lot.
Dale, you want to tell that story?
It wasn't a tub. I think it was just I think it was family size. I don't know.
It was family size of Vaseline, and he's enjoying himself.
What?
Yeah, in the parking lot of a Walmart.
Sometimes you just got to release some tension.
That's foolish.
Well, he was edging closer and closer to the store, Dale.
I hate that we taught you what that means.
You know who brought him out the Vaseline? A couple Kincaid kids.
No.
Brought it to him.
Yeah. No, Kincaid kids don't do that.
Kincaid kids.
No, they don't do that. They might put a sign in Matt Schaub's yard because, well, they actually could spell for sale. Okay? So, but here's the deal.
Kincaid kids are a meme.
Don't put Kincaid kids on Kellen Winslow. He faces charges of sodomy, forcible oral copulation, and indecent exposure.
Wow.
And he's being charged with two counts of kidnapping with intent to commit rape and two counts of forcible rape.
Well, that sounds really serious.
And two counts of residential burglary. So he's really...
When
really
did all this happen? He was arrested, obviously.
Yeah, he was arrested. This story came out yesterday. It's a nice story. It's going to be an after-school special.
I don't think so. Yeah, Kincaid
nice
kids want nothing to do with that story.
No.
We're not anywhere involved in that.
No. We might do a harmless prank, but we ain't doing all that, okay? So, all right. So, congratulations, Dell.
What do you mean congratulations?
On your Miami.
Dude's been out of Miami since 2004.
Pardon me?
He hasn't played for Miami since 2004. It's 14 years. You can't blame Miami for that.
Where did he learn that kind of behavior?
I'm sure he learned it. I'm sure growing up in San Diego, I'm sure he learned it there.
I don't think he learned. I just think sometimes you're.
That's not learned behavior.
Maybe not a good person.
Dad must be proud. Anyway, congratulations, Del, once again.
Don't congratulate me.
Funny story.
Wait a minute. Isn't your the University of Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
No, that's not Johnson.
Oklahoma State?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
That's my daughter's university.
Oh, now it's your daughter's university.
That's yours, too. That's
mine
yours, too.
Mine is not. Okay.
You have to claim Oklahoma State now.
No. Okay, tell me one story about anyone bad from Knox College. No.
Well, all
your
everybody talking about you, so that's one bad story. Anytime someone mentions you.
You're the guy.
That's it. I'm the story.
You're the guy.
I'm the story about Knox College. All right.
What were you saying about – you said tell a story.
You told the story about Alonzo. Did you hear the story?
I didn't tell it on the air.
No, you didn't tell it on
the air. Well, I can. It's not that big a deal.
No, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, this girl who
– My daughter is a psychologist for the Veterans Administration, so VA in Oklahoma City, and one of her friends is also works with suicide patients.
Yeah,
for the VA.
Yeah,
so that's what my daughter does.
And that's one
of her bridesmaids.
Yeah, one of her bridesmaids
was really wasted.
And she was really wasted, and she came up to Alonzo, and he had a couple of drinks, I think. And she came up to him, and she just really seriously said, "Are you a veteran? And do you need someone to talk to? Because you can come to me and talk to me anytime you need." I mean, it's never too much, you know, for me to listen. And he just looks at her and goes, "I'm a veteran of life, and you don't want to hear what I've got to tell you."
You don't want to hear those stories.
And she goes, "I do. I do. Tell me whatever." He goes,
"Oh, no.
Trust me, you don't." I'm a veteran of life.
And Zoe was the only – he and his wife, Denise, were the only African-Americans at the wedding. And there were, I don't know, a hundred some people – 100-some people, which was, by the way, two more. I beat my brother's daughter's wedding by two. Anyway, so we're doing the second line. And they closed down with a police escort. They closed down Poitras. And we're marching in the street, which I'd never done before.
About three blocks.
Really neat. Second line, for those who don't
people
know.
People come running out with cell phones.
Yeah, they're filming.
Yeah.
They're standing on the sidewalk. They're doing – we got a band that's playing. Bam, 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 da, 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 da. And, you know, we're marching down the street, and there's Alonzo with all these white people. And one African-American is on the sidewalk, and he goes, "Hey, what is this? Hey, what are you doing? What is this?" And he goes, "This is a White Lives Matter march. Come on."
No, he did not say that. He did not say that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He said, "Come on in, join us."
Come on in. No, Alonzo.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my God. That actually does sound like something
that's
he would do.
That's exactly
actually.
What he said. It was
actually,
hilarious.
Sounds 100% like something he would do.
And he said, "Yeah." Anyway, so that was that was the wedding. That was so. I told
a couple friends who are in the NFL about Alonzo's. I'm a veteran of life. They just said, "It's a crime that Alonzo isn't just working as a professional wedding entertainer, where you hire him to fly out to your wedding because he's friends with everyone. As soon as he walks in the room, anybody can talk to him." And they said he would kill it at everybody's wedding.
He's like the NFL ambassador. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Everybody knows him. Everybody in the NFL loves him. You've never heard anybody say a bad thing about him. So he's so funny. It was awesome to have him and Denise there. All right, top tax defenders.
Let's talk about top tax defenders. So if you are looking at a tax bill of $10,000 or more, make sure that you take this number down, 713-422-2225. That's 713-422-2225. I can tell you this with 100% certainty. You are going to face a very long, hard run when you are going up against the IRS, unless you have my friends from Top Tax Defenders with you, because they are experts in that field. They are lawyers who understand the code inside and out, and they can make alterations and corrections to your return that actually can help you if you're in the middle of an audit. If you are just going up against the IRS and you're looking for a settlement, and let's say you've got a tax bill of $40,000, then they absolutely are the company to go to, because they have thousands of settlements where they have had huge reductions in the amount that you have to pay the IRS. It is hard to do it yourself because you don't know who you're going up against, you don't have a relationship with them, and you don't have years of fighting that fight. They have decades of fighting that fight, and they understand the law inside and out. Make sure that you call 713-422-2225 or go to toptaxdefenders.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. If you want to call in, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. We got a bunch of people. Raheel is already here. What's the deal? Why are you here so early? You got here early today.
Yeah, World Cup. Oh. He's for real. He's into it.
Oh.
Sorry, John.
Oh,
most of us are watching
baby
the
trickster,
World Cup.
She doesn't have to go to school? Because the World Cup's on. Okay? All right.
Oh.
All right. Sorry about that. His wife. Well, why didn't you just watch it at home? You got TV there.
No, here's the place.
With Baby Trickster.
Oh, John.
Baby Trickster. What's
thanks
on?
For the advertising for Nick. Oh. This is supposed to be where you watch World Cup action.
Like he wants.
That's why we're telling people to be here to watch a World Cup.
Why aren't you at home watching this?
What the hell?
He doesn't want Raheel's kind. You know, the kind that don't drink. Those people that don't drink.
Oh, I'm sorry. Coffee doesn't count?
Oh, yeah. Coffee doesn't count. Nick, you think Nick wants that? You think he wants to make all those coffee grinds all over the place nothing?
As long as he's also eating.
Free refills? You think Nick likes that? No. Nobody likes free refills.
I do.
So here we are live at Nick's place. What else did – oh, what the hell is going on with Jimmy Kimmel and Ted Cruz here?
So they are having a one-on-one.
Why? Who cares?
Well, because he was clowning. So you know what happened? So Jimmy Kimmel was clowning Ted Cruz at the Rockets game, Game 7. He had a Rockets shirt on. He was there on the floor. And so he called him a blobfish or something like that. And Ted Cruz goes, okay, oh, you're clowning me because I'm back in my local team or whatever like that. Why don't you – all right, big boy, why don't we go play one-on-one? Because I guess Ted Cruz has he has, like, pickup basketball games that he organizes in Washington.
He'll destroy Jimmy Kimmel then.
Well, that's what I was saying. I had my buddy Ross sent me, he goes, Ted Cruz minus 120 against Jimmy Kimmel. And I'm like, he was sending me odds already. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I had to go look it up. And I realized, okay, they're playing a one-on-one battle. I think Matt Thomas is the PA announcer at TSU for this event that's going on, I think it's Sunday. And he goes, and I said, first of all, I don't know who would be the favorite in that one. And then he said, well, I will tell you that Ted Cruz sets up, he's got pickup basketball games that he does on a regular basis. Jimmy Kimmel works a show where they're going to come in the morning. He sits with the writers. Like, there's not going to be a lot of time for basketball. Ted Cruz is a politician. Lots of free time for politicians. They got to do all kinds of stuff. Guys who are hosting the late night shows.
Sheila Jackson Lee, but okay.
Guys who are hosting the late night shows have to meet in the morning, then afternoon tapings, and then. So I think Jimmy Kimmel's going to get – I think he's going to get drugged.
Well, I would hope so.
But he accepted the challenge.
Just another victory for the conservatives.
He accepted the challenge. Yeah. That's a Tea Party guy.
He's conservative.
Ted Cruz is a Tea Party guy.
Well, he's kind of conservative.
Well, there seems to be a split right now.
Well, I mean, not like – yeah, but Jimmy Kimmel is the opposite, okay?
Right. But this is a one-on-one matchup.
Right.
We'll see how this one goes because Jimmy accepted. So we'll see. And he's really into sports. So maybe he is somebody who's played. Maybe he played a lot. Maybe he still plays.
So this is a TSU win on Saturday?
This is a TSU. It's called the Blobfish Open or Championship or something like that. And the loser gives $5,000 to the winner's non-political charity.
Oh.
And we'll see. They're raising money. There's an event going on, and they're going to be part of it.
It was surprising. Like we talked about before, I saw Ted Cruz in the airport. He's a lot shorter than I thought.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Kimmel is probably like 5'2".
He's 6 feet tall.
Yeah, he's probably about how tall?
6 feet.
Jimmy Kimmel's 6 feet?
Is yes. 6 feet?
He could post Ted Cruz up. Maybe he has a post game. Is it call your own, or is there going to be an official? See, there's things I need to know about this before I were to hypothetically wager.
You're a politician, you can't call your own. He'll lie every play.
Yeah, I know.
There's no
and then
chance.
Spin it.
Yeah.
And
no,
then spin it on
right,
you.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
You're going to have an official there.
No, you got to have an official. There's no question.
You got to have an official there.
And Matt Thomas will be there? Well, Matt Thomas makes it special.
Yeah. How about he got a lot of run for how he introduced the Golden State Warriors, although he's been doing that the whole year where he's like, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. And then it went, Steve Kerr. Like, that's how he did. And so that clip went viral of him going, Steve Kerr. And Kerr's like,
wait, hey.
just so nasty and nasty about it, which is hilarious to me, actually.
I don't know. All right, so that's good stuff. I missed all
I'm watching
that.
Ted Cruz shoot a basketball and dribble. It's not good.
It's not good?
No, it is not.
I need to get action there. And Kimmel's 6 feet. You think Ted Cruz is short, huh?
Well, he's listed at 5'10".
He's 5'10", 5'9"-ish, 5'10". Huh?
Yeah, he's listed at 5'10".
5'10", maybe. You're right in that neighborhood. But I thought he was a tall guy watching him on TV. You know, he didn't have big hands like President Trump. But he looked a lot taller. Right? Our president has big hands. Remember, he told us.
In videos, like, hey, this looks like tiny hands. Well, this is the most petty stuff that I've ever heard.
Well, but the video, like, I put out a tweet of me with a Coors Light can on the balcony, and it looks like the can is like a little. I look like Andre the Giant. Didn't it look like that?
But yeah, you're a quarterback. You had to hold a. Have you ever had? So you've held an NFL football. They're bigger than college footballs. Andrew Luck is throwing with the college football right now, right? To get ready. The NFL football, that whole 8-inch hand size thing.
It's a big thing.
It is a really big thing because if you ever try to hold a football and they're super inflated, man, it is.
Well, we've seen Dave Craig. We've seen guys with
a ton of fumbles.
Yeah, a ton of fumbles. And you'll lose the football. And by the way, they're slick, too. NFL footballs are slick.
Yeah.
Unless Tom Brady gets a hold of them. Yeah. And then they're not so slick. But that's something I want to talk about on the other side is Andrew Luck. Let's do that right here on ESPN 97. We're just trying to catch up on Bryce. That's all we're trying to do, people. We got behind with Bill O'Brien. And if you didn't hear it, is it up yet, Dell?
I'll check it out right now.
Okay, let's see if it's up. Lamont was saying, "Oh, Lamont, it was." Somebody asked, "How was that? Oh, I missed it. I was missed the Bill O'Brien. It was aight. Oh, really? It was aight. I thought Bill O'Brien was very personable and warm and cuddly.
I'd love to have him.
Have you ever seen that side of him, Lamont? No. All right.
Sometimes you do. Here. This is the thing about Bill O'Brien. You know, he said, you know, I actually enjoy interactions with the media. I get along, and I think he does. But you know." What you're getting with Bill O'Brien in the first 7 seconds of a press conference, his first answer to the first question, you know how the whole press conference is.
Yes, you do
go.
Know that. But he's like, remember Jeff Van Gundy in the offseason?
There's
Jeff
a lot of season? Similarities.
Bill O'Brien right now, it's offseason. He was a lot different. So we'll see if that's up, and you can go listen to it on Podcast Arena. Right now, though, let's talk about Renter's Warehouse and our man Rich Drake over there at Renter's Warehouse. Rich Drake is awesome. I don't know if you know this about Rich Drake, but he rents out your house. That's what he does at Renter's Warehouse. And he does it better and more than anyone else in the world, I think. It could well be in the world. Renter's Warehouse is the biggest American rental company. I think they know what they're doing. They've got, hundreds and hundreds of houses here in the city of Houston, maybe even thousands. I don't know the count right now. But what happens is you need to rent out your home. You need to get out of your house, and you don't want to wait a year and a half to sell it. How about an average of 17 days to rent it?
That's quick, and money's coming in. If you don't have money coming in, then you definitely have money going out in terms of paying for your home. So it's always nice when you get a chance to – you know, have someone else paying for your home, and then your equity continues to rise, go up and up and up and up. Make sure that you are with Renter's Warehouse because for one low monthly fee, they take care of absolutely everything and can turn your home into a money maker instead of just a money taker. Go to the website, renterswarehouse.com, or call them today and find out what your house will rent for. 713-224-RENT. That's 713-224-RENT.
I can't escape.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Dustin Johnson, one under today, but so is Russell Henley. So the two of them are two under. You didn't watch any of it yesterday, right? So you don't know. You don't know really know what it's all about. It was very – you saw reports how difficult it was.
Yeah.
I mean, when the low score, two guys are minus one, there were four guys total that were under par yesterday.
And the big-name guys did – well, I say big-name guys. There's plenty of big-name guys up there, but – I mean, the biggest you had, Rory and Jordan Spieth really struggled.
Really struggled.
Rory with an 80 coming right out, and Spieth was, what, a 78?
Jordan was plus 878.
He was plus
Jason
four after two.
Day was plus 979. It was, yeah, I mean, it was a bloodbath yesterday. It really was. And I saw one guy say, well, why don't they just go? This is just ridiculous. Hey, this is the U.S. Open. This is how it always is. Well, and here was the problem. It really blew yesterday, the wind. It was blowing hard. So it was very, very difficult for everybody. The cream rose to the top. You got Dustin Johnson up there. You got Jason Duffner, Justin Rose up there, Henrik Stenson up there. And some guys that just played really, really well. Really well in tough, tough conditions. So you got to give those guys credit. And we'll see what happens today. We'll see if they can go a little bit lower. But that course is so hard.
Yeah.
You know, no trees, only one hole with water. And yet it's so tough. If those guys are shooting, if Rory McIlroy is shooting 80, I mean, what, Jason Day 79, Jordan Spieth 78, what do you think we'd shoot? 120. I mean, you want to talk about impossible. Those if it's embarrassing the best players in the world,
yeah.
It is
really
tough.
I mean, we've done enough. We've seen this enough.
It's U.S. Open.
Yeah, it's U.S. Open. I mean, you know that odds are at least three out of every 5 years the courses are going to embarrass really good players. And then they're going to complain about it.
Yeah.
That's how it always has been.
it's not a podcast arena yet, says DeSwan, the quarterback. Okay, so we're working on getting that up here. All right. Well, we here's the deal. Now is that we're going to be we're simulcast on 94.1, right? So we have to be out on time at 9 o'clock. Something different,
right?
So we have to break it here. We apologize for the short segment. That was our golf segment, and I'm sure all of you are happy that it was a short segment. But we are live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, where we're watching soccer, and you got golf. You got good stuff on too, like golf all day long here. You watch your Astros baseball. You got boxing tomorrow night, absolutely free, no cover, right here, 2713 Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. Come hang out with us right now, though. Hey, well, and somebody said this. Why didn't your wife take Thrive?
Yeah, no, right? She should have. Why didn't you offer any? You saw what was happening.
I should have had one on every table.
You should have had one on every table. So,
and that's on Thrive.
Yeah, this isn't my commercial, but I'm saying you talked about. I heard you talking about it at the wedding.
That I did. Well, you saw me with the Coors Lights.
Yeah,
I was promoting Thrive for everybody as well. Unfortunately, I didn't think about that. But if I would have, I should have talked to the
product
guys
placement.
Over there.
Product placement.
And placed a bottle on every table, and everybody could have had a great, great experience with Thrive that night. Because trust me, there were a lot of hangovers the day after my daughter's wedding. And here's the deal: is if you're going to be hungover in any way, shape, or form, what you need is Thrive. DecideThrive.com, DecideThrive.com. Those my peeps over there are getting people so that they're not as hungry. And listen, you don't have to overindulge. It's not about binge drinking. What it's about is you being better no matter how much you drink. Just even a couple of glasses of wine, you might feel sluggish. So go to DecideThrive.com and feel better. DecideThrive.com.